This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Joy Yearout, press secretary for the Susan B. Anthony List, a pro-life organization based in the Washington, D.C. area. The group today praising the pro-life work of Eunice Kennedy Shriver, best known for her work in founding and championing the Special Olympics. She was also a pro-life advocate, something that may surprise a lot of people, given the strong pro-choice standing of her brother, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. And Joy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You sent out a tribute today, your organization, about the life of Eunice Kennedy Shriver, who passed away today at the age of 88. What was it about her and her focus on the mentally challenged as well as the unborn that you think struck a chord with many in the pro-life community?
Well, you know, she definitely was one of the last sort of the old guard of Democrats who felt that respecting all life was just critical and fit perfectly in with the platform of the Democratic Party. She was active in 1992 when Pennsylvania Governor Bob Casey lobbied the National Democratic Party to include a pro-life plank in their platform. And she also was very active in the pro-life movement, just personally and professionally throughout her life. And I think a lot of people just don't realize how much she really cared about women and unborn children across the board.
And let's talk about it in two different ways. Number one, obviously what she's more well known for, and that's the Special Olympics. And she really took a lot of steps, not only in setting up the athletic competition, but just kind of destigmatizing the mentally handicapped who are often just put away in an institution somewhere and were now celebrated just as regular members of the family.
She did. I mean, it's really amazing when you consider that the very first Special Olympics that were held had a couple hundred participants, and that this year's Special Olympics in Salt Lake City had over 1 million athletes participating. It's just so amazing, all of the hard work that she put in over the years to show that every human being deserves dignity and respect and opportunities, whether they face certain special challenges or not.
And in terms of how the organization grew, you mentioned that it started in her backyard in the 1960s, and now millions of people are involved worldwide in well over 100 countries. Obviously, it helps to be the sister of a U.S. president to get that sort of platform to do that, but what else do you think helped to really help the organization take off?
Well, I think she just really had a heart for this issue, and she was, you know, personally dedicated to being a voice for those who didn't have a voice, being a voice for the disabled, being the voice for the weak among society. And it was her personal connection to that cause that I think really gave it a life that it would not have had otherwise without her leadership.
And how well did that and how easily did that translate to the issue of the unborn? Obviously, those who are pro-life talk about the most vulnerable among us, and sometimes that discussion is used around the mentally handicapped issue as well. So how well did the two dovetail in her mind?
Well, I think they definitely went hand in hand. You know, every human being is worthy of respect and support, whether that is in the womb or outside of the womb. And especially today, when you consider that a large proportion of unborn children that are aborted are those that have special needs. So we certainly have made a lot of progress thanks to Ms. Kennedy's leadership, but there is also a long way for us to go.
Give us some of the numbers, if you know those offhand, Joy. What percentage of abortions are related to parents learning that their unborn child is mentally handicapped in some way?
You know, I don't know the general for all disabilities, the numbers in that area, but I do know when it comes to children with Down syndrome that it's around between 90 and 95% of children that are diagnosed in the womb with Down syndrome are ultimately aborted. So a lot of parents of children with Down syndrome in this country definitely recognize that their community is dwindling due to that extra pressure from well-meaning physicians and people in the medical community that seem to think abortion is a merciful option. But if there's anything we can learn from Eunice Kennedy Shriver and all of those great Americans who are involved with the Special Olympics, it's that if there's anyone that could really make a positive impact on our lives and change America for the better, it is those with special needs.
And real quickly, you already talked about it in a number of different ways, but what are you and your colleagues thinking about today as you reflect on Eunice Kennedy Shriver?
Well, we will definitely miss her leadership. You know, we need more voices like hers on both sides of the aisle, both Democrats and Republicans, because the issue of life isn't a partisan issue. But we're fortunate to have the example that Ms. Shriver provided for Americans and young women across the country for the kind of difference you can make when you really take a stand for those who don't have a voice themselves.
As you mentioned, Joy, many lives, many families changed by the work that she did over the many years. Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Joy Yearout is press secretary for the Susan B. Anthony List, a pro-life organization based here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.